Roll up, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest podcast on earth. Step right up and experience the magnificence that is the Two Ring Circus Podcast. You'll gasp. You'll laugh. And you'll be amazed at what comes next.
Amazing.
Don't worry about the smell. It's just the stars of our show, Tom Italiano.
Oh, hello.
And Matt Fletcher. Welcome.
Happy birthday, Matthew.
Oh, thanks, champ.
Today, it's the 12th of July, 2018.
Yes.
And Matt's finally turned 38.
Yes, and so,
happy birthday.
But it's not the 12th of July in real life.
Oh, but it is.
In real life, sorry,
oh,
it is.
Oh, God, it's good. Yeah. You're doing what I used to do. You told me to stop doing it.
What?
Oh, if you're listening to this now, like, you know, I used to do that thing with the podcast, and now you've adopted, you do it better than I do, but, you know, you've refined it somewhat.
Ah.
Hey, happy birthday. I got you some red paper.
Oh, thanks, man. I've always wanted some red paper.
Hey, you know what? I wrapped a present the other day. Obviously not this one, but for someone else. Mm. And I don't know how or why, but I only had double-sided sticky tape available. So I wrapped it with double-sided sticky tape.
Of course you did.
And it, like, it was beautiful. Like, like, I think the gift was actually the wrapping. Yeah. So if anyone needs...
Oh, because it, so it had no... It
yeah,
had
no, so it just went like this. Like, it went...
Yeah,
and it
okay.
just opened like one of those things, you know, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What's your name? M-A-T T spells Matt. It was like that. It wasn't really like that. Yeah, red. You can keep that paper for something else.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I got your book because I buy people I love books.
You do.
Yeah. That's not to say if I buy you something that's not a book, I don't love you.
This book is called No. The Power of Disagreement in a World That Wants to Get Along.
And I figured that was an appropriate subject matter given how often you and I look at each other and go, like, we're friends.
Is that?
Uh-huh. I feel like that's how you look at me often.
We like to get along, at home or in the workplace. We don't want to hurt people or offend. Famous management gurus argue that harmony, cohesiveness and agreement are the main building blocks for effective decision making and creativity. But they are wrong. Oh, here we go. Hmm? Oh.
Do you want to give me that book? I'll read it. I'll summarise it for you so you don't have to read it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I figure you're one Beautiful. Of those people too that is a kind of bit of a busy cat and you end up taking stuff on board when sometimes maybe you would want to say no because you're busy.
Oh.
And so because of whatever the situation is, like I mean,
pragmatically, it's easier just to go ahead.
Also, we suffer, I think, not suffer, we don't like suffer, but we, as musicians, we're in the mindset of saying yes to things as often as possible because of the way the gig world is, which is like, I better take that gig and try and fit in that third gig on Saturday because, well, I don't have anything next Saturday, so I don't know if anything's going to come up, so I better just take the opportunity when I can. And I think we do that much less than we used to, but I still think it's a holdover from the days.
Right.
So, and I do think that spills over into other aspects of our lives. It might not be true for you. You might not be like that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't thought of that like that.
So, I don't know.
Okay. Speaking of busy cats, I also have a game here called Cat Chaos.
I don't know what the game is, but
yeah.
There's four little cats with cat-ish names on the back.
Yep, Notorious C.A.T. Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, that's good.
That's good, yeah. Isn't it? Luke Skywhisker. David Meowie.
What's the chances of actually having Cat Stevens in there?
And Mr. Meowgie.
Pretty good.
Cat Stevens. Oh, the Permanator. That's good. Harry Potter. Good. Okay.
So, I don't know what the game is, but it looks cute.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm excited. this might be something I can actually play with Becky and not have her break out.
What? She, what?
In hives.
Oh, does she not like games?
She loves games. Allergic to cats.
Ah. Oh.
Yep.
Maybe she just needs to be around your cat more.
No? No, that doesn't seem to have helped.
Poor thing.
I know, it's the worst.
Poor thing.
No, it's the worst.
Oh.
What you just did then.
Oh, sorry.
I feel like I want to open this now, but that's not great listening material, so
It might be, depending on what you read.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah. Don't just read the instructions. You can read the names of the cat characters.
All right, you have a chat while I try and work out how to get into this thing.
Today was Thursday. I wrote a song today.
Did you?
Yeah. I think I'm on a roll.
I think you are too.
On a song roll.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it's any good, but that's
better than being on a bog roll.
Yeah.
We probably, it's not even funny to make jokes about bog roll.
Why?
Well, now that England are out of the World Cup.
Oh, whatever.
Couldn't happen to a nicer one.
It's such a silly sport, man.
Soccer?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, nothing happens. That's why hooliganism happens, I reckon. Because they're just so frustrated and annoyed and they just start hitting and breaking stuff because nothing's happening.
We don't even ever need to play this game.
Because we just read them to each other?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on.
Oh, you take the other stack.
I'll do the other stack. We just... All right, this podcast is literally going to be...
Us 100 cards.
100 cat cards. All right. You go first.
Cataly Portman.
Oh, it's good. So Luke Skywhisker. Oh, yep. Hang on. There's four of those. It's clearly a game.
Yeah.
This is great. Cool.
Clearly a game.
Yeah. What you got?
Cindy Crawford.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Fuzz Aldrin.
that is great.
Yeah.
Oh, mine's even better, though.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, they're in costumes. I got Uma Thurman.
Oh, that's good. All right. David Meowie. We've already done that. Yep.
Cat Stevens. Well done.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be there.
Yeah. But that's good. Like, they didn't mess with it.
Harry Potter.
It's like when I do porno movie names.
What do you mean?
You know, when you just take, like, mainstream titles and then turn them into...
Oh, like Star Wars.
Like Star Wars.
Like they did in like Zach Shaving... and Mary Makes a Porno.
Did they?
Yeah. So they called it Star Wars.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Yeah, okay. Yeah cool.
And Lord of the Rings. It's funny because you don't change it.
You don't change it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Casanova.
Patrick Swayze.
Oh, that's the best.
And he's doing that.
Surely that means you have Patrick Stewart. Santa Claus.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, lovely.
This is good. Kidney Spears.
Oh, that's good. Fidel Castro. Best.
Moggy Osborne.
Oh, that's not bad. Oh, we've already said those ones. We don't have to do those again. William Shakespeare. That's great.
Pharrell Williams. Pharrell Williams.
Good. Pablo Picasso.
Yours are quite highbrow.
Yeah. That's because of...
I've got Kitty Minaj.
Yeah.
Cat's got a massive ass.
Cataly Portman.
Mm-hmm. There's four of each, and you got two from mine because there was only two over here. Jude Paul.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best. All right, I look forward to playing whatever the game is.
Claudia Carvin. She's not in the game, I just made that up.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
Thanks.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Very good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Porrance Fishburne, sorry.
Porrance Fishburne.
Yeah, but it's a double yoker.
Ah, very good.
Yeah. You're thinking, weren't
I'm
you?
Thinking, I'm
You've
trying,
gone
I'm
into
trying
the
to
distance.
Think I'm going for, I'm trying to think of people's they'll just pop up through the podcast.
They will.
Yeah. The podcast.
Ow.
Yeah.
It's good. Thank you, mates.
No worries.
That's exciting.
It's fun. Actually, we don't ever have to play it.
It's fun.
You can put Stella on eBay now.
It's fun. I played the Game of Life the other night.
Oh.
Did I tell you this?
Is it still shit?
I'd never played it before.
Oh, was it shit the first time for you?
I never
liked it.
I didn't know the rules.
Ah.
I read the rules carefully, but not carefully enough. So we got to the end of the game, and all the action cards were unused. And then...
Story of my life.
It was pointed out that all the action cards are unused.
Do you think anybody actually plays board games correctly? Because lots of games have lots of rules that I think people just go, whatever.
Yeah, Monopoly's that one where it seems to be that more people than not play the... You get all the fine money when you land on free parking.
Oh.
Oh, really? You never heard that one?
I haven't played it for so long, I can't even remember.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Been a long time. Yeah. I used to play games all the time. Liz and I played games almost daily.
Did you?
We played Boggle to the point of...
Moggle.
Very good. Very good. Scrabble? Just don't have to change it. Scratagories? That's good. Are we just going to cat everything?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a cat cast.
That's good.
Yeah. Podcast.
Yeah. Yes. I had some small children doing cat puns at me during the gig. No, they weren't doing cat puns. I was doing cat puns at them while they did cat meows and faces at me. It's right in front of me.
Just random.
Yeah, because they knew I like cats.
Hey, you know how it's your birthday? That reminded me. I looked up. There are some famous people that have their birthdays today.
Is that what you were doing?
Do you want to know who some of them are? Some of them are... There's lots of famous people that I've never heard of, which I don't know how famous they can be. I mean, obviously, they're famous to some people.
Before you do that, yes. Yeah. I had a meeting yesterday with the production team at Dracula's for the new Queensland show, of which I am the musical director.
Still makes me laugh. I got a meeting with Dracula's. How many? Three.
And one of their acts in the show that's going up to Queensland.
Yes.
Is kind of a bit of a best of now that they're only doing the one because the one here closed.
Yep.
And they're doing the 27 Club is their finale.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Yeah. But when you actually look at the list of people in the 27 Club, it's actually not that many famous ones.
Ah.
That, like, mainstream, everyday people know. Like, there's the ones that everyone knows, like Kurt Cobain,
yeah.
Jim Morrison.
Cat Cobain.
Amy. Amy Winehouse.
Oh, good.
Now it looks like I'm trying to think of the pun. I'm actually trying to think of the person. Katniss Joplin. Doesn't work.
I know.
Brian Jones.
From?
Rolling Stones.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, even that's hard.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, like, I think Robert Johnson, the blues guy, one. Yeah, but, like, so all of a sudden, the 27 Club, it's like, all these famous people that... How many famous people? The five of the songs that we're going to do. So, yeah. So, go on, famous people. I know one.
Yes, who?
Eric Carr from Kiss.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Do you know Topher Grace?
Yes.
He's a good actor. I like him. He's very good.
From...
All kinds of films.
Yeah, but what's the thing I know him from?
Well, I don't know. That 70s show.
No. Nah.
Okay.
Go on.
Other films.
Go on.
I don't know. He was in a really good film with Dennis Quaid. I don't know the name of it, but I liked it.
Okay. Good.
So there's all these famous people who I don't know, so I'm not going to say their names. But you'll like...
Is it Eric Carr in there?
Not yet. I'm continuing to scroll.
Okay, wow, you scrolled a long way, dude.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a small screen.
After all.
I don't know. Michelle Rodriguez? She's the surly-looking actress lady who's in all those Fast and Furious films.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she the sister?
She's lovely. Look, no, that's the sister who's someone else. She's the wifey girlfriend thing.
Bill Cosby?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Sorry.
Bill Cosby. The great Cosby.
He's not.
No, well.
I think we can all agree.
Isn't that sad? Charlie Murphy? Eddie's brother?
Is he?
Yeah, actually Eddie's... Well, it was, yeah.
Was?
He passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a nice game. Go on. What else you got?
You're doing very well.
You're clearly
the nicest person out of all of these. Richard Simmons!
Oh.
Yeah. There we go. There's no one else famous. You are literally the second famous person I know on that list.
And Eric Carr's not on there?
No.
Hmm.
Who's Eric Carr? The drummer from Kiss?
Yes, he was the fox.
Ah. Yeah, right. Who was the cat?
Peter Criss.
There you go. So I'm just trying to keep the theme going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Richard Simmons. There was a podcast called Searching for Richard Simmons.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Like so many kind of mystery, true mystery unraveling podcasts, like a lot of the true crime stuff. Like even, because I was big into, not Shit Town, what was the one before that?
No idea.
Bogtown? No, like Serial. And they did a couple of...
Okay.
You must be aware of this.
I've got no idea what you're talking about. I actually have no... I have no idea what you're talking about.
Come on.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. I was at someone's house last night and MasterChef came on and I said, oh, is this MasterChef? Because I have never seen it.
Yeah, but you're aware of its existence.
Yeah, but I don't know what that is, so...
Yeah, I'm just surprised.
Yeah.
I thought it would have somehow come across your desk in the last 3 years.
What is it?
It's a cereal.
Well, I'm familiar with cereal, but I don't get a body like this without cereal.
But there was... my ultimate disappointment with those is that they don't actually have a conclusion.
Ah, because it's cereal.
Well, yeah, but they're...
I could finish a box of cereal.
Like it's often flat. A really unsatisfactory ending, like in the Searching for Richard Simmons one. Like it was really... Because he was a huge figure in the... a tiny, huge figure in the 80s, you know, the health thing. Yeah. Like it, when all of a sudden in the 80s it became... Like with the Jane Fonda and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he was like this tiny, larger than life character, and like camp as a row of tents, but always very, like, that was never really spoken about. It's just kind of like Liberace. Like, clearly it's obvious, but no one seemed to even talk about it.
Yeah, it was part of an act. Should be. So it was.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
It wasn't like it was.
But ultimately, after episodes and episodes and episodes, which is they finally tracked him down, and he was, you know, like alive and just didn't want to see anyone. Like
Sean Connery.
What?
Gone.
What?
Sean Connery disappeared off the face of the earth. He's retired and no one's seen him for years.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, he was out just recently.
Doing what?
He was...
I mean, what would I know?
He was at some thing
just... No, just like he's done with acting, and so you just don't... Like, he might be at a thing because went out for dinner for a show or something, but you just think, hey, I haven't seen Sean Connery in a film for ages.
Yeah.
It's because he hasn't made one for ages.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I liked him. He was good.
Yeah.
He was my favourite Indiana Jones movie.
Does he strike... Oh, yeah. Does he strike you... What? Crystal Skull?
No. No, Last Crusade.
He was in that though, wasn't he?
No.
Oh, was he not in Crystal Skull?
No.
Didn't they reprise
it for like 10 years?
Oh.
Don't mix those films up. They're worlds
Did
apart.
Did you say reprise or reprise?
I think I said reprise.
Do you?
Yeah.
So do I. I use it in a song. And it has to be the word reprise because it's the one that rhymes.
Yeah. Why would you say reprise? You'd say reprieve, not
Yeah, I've heard people say reprise.
I would say they pronounced it unusually.
Unusually?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Okay, that's good. I'm pleased.
I misspelled unusually. See?
Yeah.
Unusually, yes.
Okay. Good. Good talk.
That's like acting for something.
It's hard to say.
Hard to do if it's not what you do.
Sean Connery, who else has disappeared?
Off the scene, kind of gone. Other than people who were persona non grata.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I can't think of any. None that I wish to come back.
Cameron Diaz? Is she the one that just stopped acting?
Who's the one that's married? Meg Ryan has.
That's who I meant. Yeah. Oh, no, that's not who I meant.
Yeah, she's...
Benji Madden.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, that's who I was thinking of.
I think she's
of.
Done stuff. Meg Ryan's not done anything for ages.
Yeah. Was she in Sleeping in Seattle?
Sleepless.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Sleeping in Seattle would have been a completely different film. It'd been like, imagine that. It would have been...
It's a lot of rain. It's fuck all else to
do. It would have been a short. It would have been a short film. Sleeping in Seattle. It's a non-porn version of Sleepers in Seattle. I really like that film. It's terribly... It's a terrible film.
Is it?
Like, well, yeah. I mean, it's got two adorable, lovely lead actors and a cute kid.
Who's in it?
I don't know who the kid is. No. Well, it's Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Oh, I'm thinking of When Harry Met Sally.
Which is amazing. It's still great, isn't it? Fucking great. I watched it about 6 months ago.
Did you?
It's hilarious.
Huh.
It's so good. It's a really good script.
I went to see because we were upstairs at the Elephant and Wheelbarrow before my Thursday night gig, and I went over to ask the boss if we could utilise the upstairs area. And he wished me happy birthday, and he said, "Just go get yourself a beer." And I went over to the bar, and I said, "So I asked for a beer and a soda water for you because you're healthy."
Oh no, this is birthday beer as well.
Yep, it's good. Yep. Beer clear, like Coke clear.
Oh, fucking hell! Yeah, if I could invent that, I'd go.
What?
Yeah.
Beer clear.
Yeah.
Why?
I think people would appreciate the clearness of it.
Would you just call it clear?
Have you got a clear beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but a pint of clear, please.
No, you call it Claire Bear. That's what you call it.
Claire Bear?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it would be fine in Canada. I'm sorry.
So I asked
not everything
beer
I say is hilarious, you know.
No, I know, we were shopping it. And she brought it over and I said, Simon says he's paying for that. And she said, did he? I said, yeah, no, he really did.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. And put your hands on your hips. Gotcha. That'd be funny. You should try that. So in the last podcast that came out today, which people have listened to because we got some feedback on already. We mentioned that we were going to do a how to host a murder type night. So we now have two options for venues. I think this could be a good spot. Matt is concerned because he thinks that, don't we have to hide? I don't think that's how it works.
I make no apologies for my misunderstanding.
Although
I think it was beautiful and disarming, my misunderstanding.
I think it's lovely as well. But I do want to let everyone know who is listening, who might end up coming. If we do a How to Host a Murder Night and you don't see Matt there, it's because he still thinks we have to hide.
So I'll be somewhere
he'll
in the room.
He'll be somewhere in the room. Like under a table or something.
Oh,
you can't see me! You can't see me! like a fiver roll playing hide and seek.
Just me. With my paws over my eyes.
Shut up.
Embarrass me in front of all my friends.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think is the general public fascination with murder mystery type things? And I say that television shows, like all those television shows, because surely 20 to 30% of television shows are based around solving who killed someone.
Yeah.
And
well, the number one and two podcasts in the world are true crime podcasts and parodies of true crime podcasts.
Great.
So people are certainly fascinated with true crime stuff.
Yeah.
100%.
So why do you think that is? What's your vibe?
I think people love to unravel a mystery. Like whodunits have always been a thing. But if they can be based in some sort of truth as well, then there's a real kind of, like there's some actual, like there's actual danger to it. It's not just Hercule Poirot looking for, you know, the butler, because we already know. But yeah, why do you think? I feel like you've probably already got a theory.
No, I don't think I do. The question came up as we were just talking. So on the fly, I kind of think there's an element of how aware we all are of how close we are of potentially doing something like that.
Nah.
And so there's it's like that thing, you know. He was a family man. You know, people try to say he just seemed like a normal member of the community, and then he, you know, went home one day and just snapped.
Yeah, okay.
And I think so much of the crime shows anyway are that they're not solving mastermindy type Hannibal Lectery genius killers. They're putting together the pieces to find out how a normal person ends up in a
situation. Actually, I think you're 100% correct.
And I do think there's an element of...
Not necessarily of how close one as an individual is to doing it, but certainly how close your neighbour is. Like, as in how easily it could affect you because it was the guy next door, because it was the person who just kept to himself and just did his own thing. Always said hello when I said hello to him when he was out in his front yard.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everyone, we don't think about this kind of thing very often, and I don't, believe it or not, don't think about this very often, but obviously we're in the conversation now. But you think about how many things we use on a daily basis which we use for their intended purpose. So like we drive our car to get to places or to pick things up or whatever, and we use a hammer to hammer a nail into a wall, or a screwdriver to screw a screw in, or a knife to spread some butter on a piece of bread. We kind of have this idea of this is what this thing is, but practically anything else, everything that we have has multiple uses, and in extreme circumstances, those almost everything we have, the uses we have can be awful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you never. I mean, I honestly have never, I've never held a hammer and gone, I wish this person would shut up, and then gone, oh, because like, oh, I could just make them shut up. That would work. Don't. But that's how.
Yeah.
I mean, so when you think about, I guess the ability for people to make entertainment out of exploring how these things can happen, and often the ones that are most interesting are the ones that are, we had an argument and she slipped and hit her head and I didn't know what to do, and so I'm a construction worker, so I put her in the cement slab, and it was an accident. But and often what happens there is you kind of, in those stories, you go, this thing was an accident, and then the way I decided to solve the problem is where the crime was. Actual crime, And so I say that because that happens in a film that I saw recently.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh, that guy's just made a whole bunch of bad decisions. He made so many bad decisions, now he doesn't know how to make a good one.
Hmm.
That's
the nature of lying, isn't it? Tell a lie, and then you just have to compound it with more lies to cover up the first one.
Until
you're down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Down the lying rabbit hole.
Lion? Rabbit? Oh, is that your cat pun for this part of the podcast?
I said cat at hole.
Oh, good. Yeah. That
Cabot Grove. That was where...
I can't speak today.
That was where... What's her name was?
What? Who?
Murder, She Laughed chick. Murder, She Wrote.
Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury. Ah. Yeah, Cabot Cove.
Right.
Rabbit hole, Cabot Cove.
Murder, She Wrote. Murder, She Wrote's right around the time of all those other TV shows my grandmother used to watch.
Oh, yeah.
And... my grandmother had just, random different names for everything because she was, Italian and spoke English in her own way. And for Starsky and Hutch, she had Stritsky and the other one.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, not Starsky and Hutch. Yeah, Stritsky and the other one.
Oh, that's pretty cute.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't watch a lot of TV when I was growing up, but certainly I realise now in retrospect that shows that my parents... hated me watching because they thought they were trite and pointless. Now I see as an adult and realise they are indeed trite and pointless.
Oh, like what?
Oh, I can't even think, but just...
Like Lois and Clark. I love Lois and Clark. It's trite and pointless.
Is it?
Oh, it's... Yeah, occasionally you catch it and you go...
I like The Flash.
That was good.
It was, wasn't it?
I think it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked Quantum Leap.
I've never seen an episode.
Yeah,
I'm aware of its work.
Yeah.
But I've never seen any part of an episode.
I loved MacGyver, but I don't like the new version.
Never seen MacGyver.
Oh, right. It's bad.
I didn't see the old one either, but...
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But again, I don't know who Richard D. Anderson is.
Yeah, I don't remember if it was good, but I liked it.
Yeah. It was was never a sci-fi guy either. Never a really a sci-fi TV. Again, aware of its work, never watched it. Yeah, wow.
Loved Northern Exposure.
So no, I really never watched a lot of TV.
I was the kid at school, like,
because I spent a lot of time overseas as well, growing up and working. Like before I came to Melbourne, where I was over. I was even when I was in Dubai, there was still only Dubai. Yeah, maybe. There was still only kind of one English-speaking TV channel, and it showed stuff like Dynasty.
Oh.
But not because it was new at the time, just because that's what there was.
Do Americans call Kiss's album Dynasty Dynasty?
Dynasty.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Which is weird, because they go to eat at the diner. They have dinner at the diner, which is weird. I mean, it's spelled differently, but...
Is dinosaur a pun?
I don't know. Depends what you eat at a restaurant near the beach. I imagine you can't eat prehistoric animals, so yeah, dinosaur would be a pun if you could. If you ate alligator or shark at a restaurant near the beach, that would be a dinosaur.
Which I have eaten both.
There you go.
Not the same time. Yeah.
Is there a person
called
dinosaur?
What's the most exotic thing you've eaten?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I wouldn't call it a thing. I mean, I didn't swallow.
Oh, when we...
That was the most appropriately timed sip of a drink I've ever had.
That's what she said. When we finish, I'm going to tell you what I resisted with all my might to say at that point.
Oh, good.
Go on.
Excellent. Podcast outtakes. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I don't recall thinking, oh, this is something I'm going to remember forever as...
Emu? Like,
I've eaten emu. It's not exotic, is it?
Well, I think it is.
See, I don't think...
Crocodile?
I've had crocodile. Huh. I might have had alligator something in New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah, I think I probably did.
Wow. Okay.
See, I don't think animals are exotic to eat. I think because I eat animals, like, but I've never had anything that I would that wasn't farmed to be eaten. Like I haven't had, oh, this is wild caught lion or something like that. Like, well, I mean, of course, I would find that
wild. He was furious.
Furious.
I love the idea that you might one day go to a restaurant that has wild caught lion on the menu.
I don't like that, because
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just those words to describe the dish.
Although, there's something to be said about eating and hunting some animals that are, we would consider even endangered, depending on how they are affecting the population of there are other species in the area. Like, you know, like an old elephant that can't breed anymore that's going around, like, killing young bull elephants or something like that.
And it's
like,
can they do that?
Well, I think they can. Yeah, I think somewhat. Like an old...
like a senile
like an old,
elephant?
Old, like a cheetah or like something like that who's going around eating cubs but can't breed anymore. So, yeah, they do.
Do they do that?
Yeah, wild animals do crazy shit like that. Yeah. They're wild, man.
Really?
Yeah, it happens.
Hmm. All right. David Rabbit Burrow.
Good.
Not really.
Wouldn't his name just be David Warren? That's his alias.
I've eaten frog.
Yeah, I've eaten frog.
I've eaten bullfrog, not frog's legs, but bullfrog.
Oh, right.
Where the frog and the skin were served separately.
Oh, that's odd.
China.
Okay.
Most of the unusual things in which I've partaken food-wise have been while I was living in China.
I haven't done any of the kind of, you know, fried grasshopper cockroaches kind of things.
I've done those. So I've done chicken feet.
Yeah, that just doesn't look appetising.
And it's not.
Yeah. Is it like fries the point of crunchy chewy.
No, you still got to take the flesh off.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's not.
Talon.
Yeah. Look, I'm all for, like, I'm all for using every bit of the animal. Yeah. 100%. So which leads me to my purchase this week. I bought a meat grinder. Because
I'm getting more and more worried about that hammer story now.
Well, because I told you what I said when I was in the shop, and she didn't. Maybe I didn't tell you.
You did. I did. Feigning.
Ah, were you?
For the purpose of.
I thought maybe you were tired and hungover and need to go home or something. But there's no one here. Yeah. So I went and bought a meat grinder, and there wasn't one on display. And she was looking for it. It's like, there'll be a box somewhere here. No, it's an electric one. Yeah. I could have just bought one of those, but they didn't have it. I would have, if it had been cheaper. But it wasn't there. And she said, what do you want a meat grinder for? And I said, I've got an ex that can be a bit of trouble. And she didn't bat an eyelid and didn't even snigger. I was like, I'm joking. No, I just want to, I want to buy the cheaper, fattier cuts of meat, but they're harder to eat, but they're better for you. And I make mince out of them. Because I don't...
Fattier cuts of meat are good for you. And discuss. Not you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to discuss because, of course, my friends and my family don't want me to go on long, arduous, for them, tirades about food and eating habits. But if anyone wants to come over for dinner, I will make food for you that you will want to eat as opposed to what I'm eating.
What did you mince up?
Really fatty steak. I can't remember whatever it was. Okay. It was like...
What did you do with it? Like, made it into patties?
No, I just fried up the mince and just ate it. Yeah.
Fuck, you're turning into Ralph Thomas.
Oh, really? Why?
Because that's what he does.
Yeah. He seems like a pretty healthy guy.
Oh, yeah, he's got a clean diet.
He's
all protein.
Yeah.
Though.
Well, okay. There's a lot of...
And really lean protein, but still.
Okay, yeah. I'm not... No, I'm all about fat.
Well, he's a muscle guy. So, chicken is crucial. That's his phrase.
Chicken is crucial?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. Mm.
Yeah, he's got massive boobs.
Boobs?
From all the hormones.
Does that have boobs?
What?
Is that...
No, of course he doesn't. Good talk.
It's hard work.
Did you come up here specially? Not up here to the third floor, but up here to the city
specially? Both of those things, yes.
To do this podcast?
Yes.
To save me from having to go down to Lara?
Well, no. So for reasons that we don't have to discuss, we would usually do this earlier in the week. But
this is going to be about the hammer again.
No, not the meat grinder.
The meat grinder.
Yeah. That was the first draft of the Russian flag, by the way. Just didn't look right.
That's a shame about your gag falling flat. Now, maybe she just didn't get it.
It wasn't highbrow, though, and I didn't deliver it in a way that was subtle. It was like she actually thought I was weird. It was clearly a joke, and she was looking at me. It wasn't like she went, what? Like, yeah.
I mean, it is clearly a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this just, again, just a measure of how we've lost our sense of humour? I know there's been some terrible things that have happened recently, blah, 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 but...
If I was, look...
How's that diminishing the terrible things that have happened, blah, 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 blah?
Well, you know, it's still the best, safest time to be alive.
It is?
Yeah. Look, if I was going to dispose of a person, like... via the use of a meat grinder, I wouldn't just walk into the Good Guys and buy a cheap cambric one off the shelf.
Well, dude.
Right.
Dom hiding in plain sight, Italiano. That's here right. With you tonight.
To be fair, my most recent ex-girlfriend is living in the desert right now and no one's seen her for three months.
Or is she?
So.
Or is she? Or maybe she's living with Sean Connery.
Oh, she might be.
Ah, good.
Yes.
Well done.
She's in the desert.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Wow.
She's camping.
That's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Meat grinder thing.
It's not a catastrophe.
Is that a line from the film?
No.
Is that a word that you think you sound a lot like Sean Connery when you say?
I haven't shared a cat word for a while. No, I don't know what that was. That's me almost sounding like Liam Neeson.
Well, you have got a particular set of skills.
Well, I do have a particular set of skills. I just raise my eyebrow in a suggestive way for people who are actually listening and not watching. I wonder if any of our podcast listeners at some point during the audio version of the podcast go, I've got to fucking go and have a look at what was actually happening in that part of the conversation, see what the exchange was.
Yeah.
I wonder if they go, hang on, what was it? 43 minutes. All right, we'll go there.
Yeah, I guarantee no one has done that.
Yeah, okay.
They've probably listened to it and thought, this is really frustrating. I wish I knew, but they haven't.
I do that kind of stuff all the time. Yeah. Huh? I watch and listen to, so the ones that do video and the ones that do audio, I will go between both. Yeah. Because sometimes the tone of voice, and then particularly if the conversations get heated, then you want to see what, you and I don't usually get heated very often.
No.
But sometimes.
We've got to be heated.
Well, we're mates, but a lot of podcasts are people getting guests on and.
That's true.
You know, pushing each other's buttons.
Yeah, well, I listen to Bill Maher a lot.
Oh, and there's a lot I couldn't. I'm impressed you can. Yeah. He's a very intelligent idiot. I think. He's a very smart guy, and he's a great talker, but he's a bit of a jerk.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. And there's no way in my mind that he possibly hates Trump as much as he says he does, because that guy is milking it to death. And it's like all those comedians. All those comedians and celebrities, they love that they've got someone to talk about.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And it's at the point now where they do it so much, you go, it's actually disingenuous now. This whole, like, we don't like what the president's doing kind of thing.
Not that we need to talk about American politics too much, but I do. It is amazing to me that I made mention of this when the Kevin Rudd, Julia Gillard fiasco was happening in Australian politics. If ever I was going to comment about it, I always made a point of referring to them by their proper names as the Prime Minister, or by their full names.
They just call him Trump.
Because the disrespect, I don't know, do I just mean two wrongs don't make a right? Like, you can disagree with someone, you can have an opposing point of view, but they still, by virtue of their office, they still deserve a level of respect. By virtue of, I don't know, by virtue of them just being a human being, they deserve more respect than just being kind of reduced to a single syllable utterance.
That's true.
And you just, there's never been, in my memory, there's never been a president in history that has, an American president in history that has been so openly mocked and maligned as Donald Trump has been. Like, it's
What I find
borderline treasonous. Like, you if you go back to a president that people
liked
more universally liked and admired, if you were one of the dissenters in that situation, there'd have been an outcry.
Yeah, what I find really interesting about that, and even in Australian politics, but not to a much lesser degree, is how they don't understand that by being so forcefully mocking, that the effect that has on the people who don't share their opinion, it just polarizes and separates so much more.
That's certainly something that has become really obvious in American politics now. Like, the left has just
But it's the same. It's the same here. It's like. It's much more advanced and over there, but I think it's when when people who don't support whoever's in power here at any point in time, and they talk about the politicians and they say things like, oh, he's a child murderer or something like that, and you just go, any reasonable human being knows that that's not specifically true.
Mm.
And so even though you might have a point in a greater picture point, the fact that you want to be so sensationalist about it means that I do not care what you're saying. I don't even care about your point because you're not prepared to be reasonable and to approach it anything respectfully.
Do you really just if someone was to use a phrase like that, would you just automatically dismiss everything else they had to say?
About that, yes. Or I would say, if it was a conversation, I would say, I'm going to give you the opportunity to actually talk about what you want to talk about, but if you want to be like over the top, and it's like, then you're not being reasonable. So the whole way to try to get someone to win someone over and to get your point across is to be considerate of your audience and say, like, in this situation, like you and I, right? So if I feel strongly about something, let's say we go to the food thing, you know, the idea is for me, and you know, to be fair, I feel really strong about that, and I do get fired up about it. But it is not the most effective way for me to convey how I feel about it is to try and bludgeon you over the head with what I verbally.
Stop.
What a roll, man.
It's the hammer, dude. Stop talking about hammers.
Is it making you feel sickle?
Oh, no.
Thanks.
Good.
And I think it's the same with the politics thing. It's like, yeah, I mean, we live in an incredibly complex world. And guaranteed, whatever we think we have an opinion about, we don't know enough about it to know all the details. Mm. So the best approach is to kind of assume you don't know all the details and assume that somebody else has something to contribute to this conversation that you're not aware of and give them a space to do that in the conversation. And what happens often with political stuff or just anything, you know, whether it's environmental or political or, you know... about, you know, gender and things like that, is that someone feels so strongly about it, and that's understandable because they're emotive topics, but they feel so strongly that they're not willing to explore an idea with you, and they're going to hit you over the head with what they think is right.
Mm.
And when you are verbally doing that to someone, the most reasonable people will kind of take it for a while and then go, oh, stop.
I certainly, I mean, as far as American politics go, and Bill Maher in particular, like I get a lot of my insight from listening to that show every week. I don't watch it. I don't do the HBO thing, but I listen to the podcast version of it. Because he does allow his guests to speak. He doesn't
howl them down. No.
And you do get Trump supporters on there. Like you do get, you know, the he's very much a... a libertarian more than anything, pro marijuana, blah blah blah. But I do get to hear the other side, not just him saying Trump's an idiot. I mean, he does that a lot.
Yeah, he does it a lot.
But I mean, that's okay. To me, that's okay. Like, it's like, well, actually, I know where this guy stands. I mean, maybe there are, I don't know, less discerning listeners that listen to that and just subscribe to his every word, but that's not the same thing as having critical thought about hearing an idea from someone either, is it?
So no. I just said, you know, he will say things. Is that because, like I said, I've heard him say lots of really interesting things. He's a smart guy and he's a good entertainer, and you know, he does bring people on. But he will occasionally say something like, you know, well, the best thing that can happen with this is, you know, we go into a recession and then, you know, then he gets voted out. It's like, you don't want to wish that on your country just to get rid of the guy. I mean, like, that's who you got. Like you got that guy, and more than half the people, half the population voted for him. So, like, work together to do the best job you can.
Yeah.
Like, and
that's the issue with the divisiveness that's happened in American politics. And that, I mean, but we've survived recessions. He wasn't saying let's go back to square one.
No, yeah, absolutely. People have survived recessions, but many people don't survive recessions because they're so bad for them that they kill themselves. They're like, you know, people don't respond to reasonable economic growth the same way as they do when their industry shut down and their small business shuts down and they go bankrupt. It's, you know what I mean? Like, it would, if you get a recession, what the thing is...
I'm old enough to remember when Paul Keating said that the recession we had.
Well, that, I mean, responding...
And that caused uproar.
Responding to having a recession in that way is different to promoting, maybe it's the best thing that can happen to us, because
fair enough.
I don't think he said it's the best thing that can happen to us, but, you know, it would prove this. It's like, actually, maybe having Trump as president and having it as a success does good things for the country, in the sense of going, right, so this, what you perceive to be a disaster, if we actually still work together, like, you know, we can make good of a bad situation. And that's the attitude to have, you know. And obviously, being, you know, having a president, that doesn't actually change everything about the country, particularly there's 300 million people there. Yeah. It's a complex system. One person doesn't do that much stuff, and making it out that it's such a disaster kind of throws up, well, we've got no responsibility. It's like, well, you do, as individual citizens and as people in communities, that Trump's decisions will probably, while he's in power, probably actually never have anything, have any impact. It'll have impact on some people, and of course that's how politics works, and you hope it does work that way, particularly if it's positive impact. But I think kind of sensationalizing it like that is just, it's shitty. Particularly what it says to people who go, well, I live here and I chose to vote for him because the last 8 years of having a democratic government actually made my life worse. Mm. And I'm not trying to make anyone else's life worse by voting for him, but I want my life to be better, and I don't believe that if we have the same party in, it will be better. Like, that's a reasonable thing to do with your vote if that's your experience. And people who have said that have been ridiculed in public. And it's like, actually, it's a really reasonable thing to say. It's a really reasonable thing to say. And just because the guy is a bit of a caricature and like the kind of stuff, it's like, yeah, but he doesn't make all the policies, and that's not how government works. And the people who are on TV and, you know, and the journalists, they know that's not how that stuff works, but they still make it out.
Do you think TC Electronics would have had an easier time of it if they called their satchel delay pedal the pussy grabber instead of the pussy melter?
Would it have an easier time of it, or do you think it would have sold more?
Yeah, I assume you're across that.
I'm not at all.
Really?
No.
No, yeah, they've... Yeah. So Satchel from...
From
Steel Panther.
Steel Panther, yeah. He has a custom delay pedal.
Yes, yeah. Called the Pussy Melter.
Yeah.
And there's been this outcry and petitions and all that sort of thing. So TC Electronics have removed it from sale. Removed it from their
Idiots.
Advertising.
Idiots. Morons. I mean, the company...
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
You got to leave it out there. That stuff's okay. I think it would have been worse if it was called the Pussy Grabber, because that's a terrible thing in the context of that. You want to, if you, like, basically, you know, like any, with any animal, you have to, you know, invite it over, and if it wants to come and be patted.
Jesus.
It's a metaphor, by the way. It's totally a euphemism. Wow. Yeah, you don't just grab stuff. You pat it nicely, with permission.
Because for years, when people have talked about blistering guitar solos, they've talked about face melters. Like, that's clearly what it's a take on.
Yeah.
And it's Steel Panther.
It's Steel Panther. I understand. I know.
It's
2018.
Know your
context, man.
But they're talking about the 80s. I don't know. It's...
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
What a world.
What a world.
Huh?
Yeah. You should go do your gig.
I'm going to go
watch a movie by myself.
Because
it's Thursday night. I haven't decided whatever's on when I get there.
Something with Luke Skywhisker in it?
I don't know.
How actually, you look at the time?
I don't know what's out. I'm out of touch.
I might play that tonight.
Good.
Sonia, if you're listening.
happy birthday, man.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks for my gifts
my
love. You're a good man.
Hey, how good was singing Happy Birthday after midnight last night, and everyone, the whole gig, went bananas?
That's pretty cute.
They loved it.
Yeah, that was pretty
nice.
And
people
actually
coming up that you didn't even know, saying, thanks for spending your birthday with us. They was drunk, but, you know.
They was drunk, but that's all right. That's all right. Someone messaged me today to wish me happy birthday and said, I hope you got spoilt today, and I hope you have the, I hope you're taking the night off. And I said I was spoilt. My friend Katie took me out for lunch and gave me presents, and I know I am actually, I am working tonight, and that's just like spoilt in another way.
That's how you like to do it.
Man, oh man. Yeah.
It's a good job.
It's why, it's why it's called The Present. Because every day's a gift.
It's good.
I think it was the title of one of our podcasts.
I think it was the title of one of my magnetic poems a while ago.
Well, it might have been why it was the title of the podcast.
Yeah. There you go.
Good night.
See you there. See you next Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever date that is, the 28th.
Oh, no. I can't be the 28th next week.
No, but the week after they listen to this.
Oh, God, I'm so confused. All right. Slider biscuits.